Hunter Biden comes out and says guilty because it is the distraction. Let's talk about it.
Or where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me. You know the routine. Please hit the thumbs up, share the video, help me out. It really means a lot. Okay, let's get into it because we're going to run out of time. I know we are because I have a lot to share with you. Joe Biden, do you know what year it is, Joe? Do you know? Shannon, what year is this? It's a trick question here. What year is this?
2023.
Oh, you got it right. How come Joe Biden can't get it right? Why can't he get it right? Joe Biden don't even know what day it is. He don't know what year it is. He don't know what month it is. He don't even know where he is. Even right now of this broadcast, he don't know where he is. Listen to this. This is Joe Biden. And I'm only playing this because he's supposed to be sharp, right? In his position, we expect the person to be in this position to be on their A game, to be sharp, to not be playing around, not to be... Well, I guess you can play around a little bit, but you need to be sharp as a whistle. You need to be right on it, sharp as a knife, right on it, right? You need to be the sharpest tool in the toolbox. But this dude here, he's lost his everlasting mind. He doesn't even know what year it is.
And maybe most important, I've committed that by 2020, we will have conserved 30%.
What year?
So 2020.
Rude awakening. Is someone going to tell him?
We will have conserved 30% of all the lands and waters the United States has jurisdiction over, and simultaneously reduce emissions to blunt climate impact.
In the year 2020. So, I guess since he didn't get any of that done in 2020, it's now 2023. I mean, how do you make that mistake? Unless you're like starting to lose your capacity up there, like, you know, sales are dying off, not even from doing drugs, just they're just dying off, right? Or something's truly wrong with him. I did a little short video last night just on Facebook, and I was sitting there talking about it. Something's not right. You know, like with Fetterman coming out saying Joe Biden is a collapsed bridge. Y'all seen that, right? And something's not right. Something's not right with him. Something's not right with John Fetterman. Something's not right with these people. But, you know, it is what it is. And they don't like even talking about them. Look, I'm not even talking about their condition per se, but I'm just saying we're in trouble when they give passes to people that are not there. You understand what I'm saying? These people are not there and they're giving them passes. They truly are. Listen to this one. So now we have the Hunter Biden issue, right? And President Trump kept telling everybody that Hunter had all this dirt and all this trash. And then Joe Biden was asked a question about Hunter, and Joe Biden said Hunter did nothing wrong. So how do you not do anything wong, but then you plead guilty? Make it make sense. You understand what I'm telling you? Daddy said Junior did nothing wrong. And the big guy lied to everybody because now Junior is saying guilty. And there's obvious reason why he's saying guilty right now, because they're going after President Trump and they have to make it look like they're being fair and balanced when they're not. Listen to this, because Joe Biden was asked about Hunter Biden and he said he did nothing wrong. It's a short clip. You can probably leave it split screen here. Watch.
First of all, my son's done nothing wrong. I trust him. I have faith in him. And it impacts my presidency by making me feel proud of him.
Oh, he feels he's proud of him. He knows all the criminal activity, or a great deal of it. He knows the criminal activity. He knows that his son was doing his criminal activity crap. He knows that he was doing it. He probably even encouraged him because he was taking him on these trips with him. And they were making these corrupt business deals together. And then they come out and try to say that they weren't doing the corruption, right? Listen to this one. Joe Biden was asked about the corruption. Now, listen now.
He insisted. He said, as recently as last month, my son did nothing wrong. Well, now his own Justice Department has entered into a plea agreement where his son has pled guilty to two crimes.
So if Joe Biden came out and said that my son did nothing wrong and he's sitting in the White House lying, deliberately lying, and then his son come out and says, yes, I am guilty for all the things that my father said I did not do wrong. Does this sound right to you? Make it make sense. Did y'all get that? It don't even sound right, right? The big guy said Junior did nothing wrong. Then Junior came out and said, I'm guilty for everything that the big guy said I did not wrong. And the DOJ, they're going right along with it. The FBI, the CIA, they're all going right along with it. Every last one of them. Let me play the little last tidbit of this. Listen to this.
And has been charged with a third crime, a felony. So clearly his son did something wrong.
Yeah, clearly. They knew he did something wrong 5 years ago when they first started looking into this. 5 years ago, they knew he did something wrong and they sat on their hands. They completely overlooked it. And the only reason why this is out in the open now, the reason why it's happening now, do y'all know why? Because it's a distraction. Do you know why? Right? Do you know why? Because of Trump. They want to go. They're trying to put Trump in jail. They're trying to put him in jail. And the interesting thing is they're trying to put President Trump in jail for the same thing that Obama did, the same thing Billy Clinton did, the same thing that Bush did. Did I say Bush already? The same thing, right, that Carter did, the same thing that all of the presidents before him. They all did it, but they want to put Trump in jail for what they did. And it was a whole big stink about, was it Billy Clinton had these recordings in his sock drawer, documents basically in his sock drawer. And it was a whole big deal. So they did the Presidential Act, right? And I'm like learning all about this too, just to be honest with you. And they're learning. So we're all learning about Billy Clinton having these documents in his sock drawer. And they were highly classified documents. And they did this whole deal where they're saying, well, he's the executive branch. He could have them. So the Republicans let it go. The Democrats let it go. Out of mind, out of sight, out of mind. They let it go. But here, 2023, President Trump, he's guilty. And there's only one obvious reason why they want him to be guilty, because he was doing so much for the American people. Now, listen to this one, because Joe Biden, going after his political rival. That's what all this is about. They don't want anyone to recognize that President Trump is actually leading the polls, because he is. Even with all this stuff that they're doing to him, they're making President Trump to be the underdog because he's getting the full brunt of the federal government coming down on him. Can y'all imagine that? I couldn't last. I mean, I don't have enough resources. I don't have the funding. I don't have any of that. Right. I have support from people to watch me, but I don't have like Trump money. I don't have. There's no way. Most of us, we don't. You and I, we don't. President Trump has a team of lawyers, all of this fighting for him. But he has the full brunt of the federal government coming down on him. Well, even Trump Jr. gets involved, right? Of course he is. And he calls it out for what it is. I said it was a banana republic, and I've been saying this for a long time, that they're turning us into a banana republic. And for those of you that don't know what a banana republic is, they go after their political opponents. Venezuela, they did it. Cuba, right? All these communist nations, when they see a political rival coming up, they make fraudulent dirt on their political rival, and they put him in jail fraudulently. Same thing they're trying to do to President Trump here. Same thing. They overlook all of the other ones that did the exact same thing, but they want to get Trump for it. Give me a break. But even Trump Jr. calls it the banana republic, and he's going to reach Trump Jr. statement here. Listen.
Well, I can tell you that in speaking with sources close to the Trump 2024 campaign, they feel that this has not gone far enough. In addition to that, they are also noting that former President Donald Trump predicted as recently as this week that there would be some type of an agreement struck. But in a new statement obtained first by Scripps News, Donald Trump Jr., who has come under scrutiny from the left, has saying in a statement, quote, "The blatantly politicized nature of Joe Biden's Justice Department under Attorney General Garland could not be more clear today. The plea deal that they cut with Hunter Biden reeks of favoritism and brazenly reveals a system where there are two tiers of justice wholly dependent on your political affiliation." Don Jr. goes on to say in this statement that if you happen to have the right last name like Hunter, they will protect you and treat you with kid gloves. We are no longer a nation with equal justice under the law, but rather something more akin to a third world banana republic. So, Donald,
you hear that? Third world banana republic. I've been saying that for months now. For months. I've said it before then, but I've been repeating it a lot for months. Banana republic, and even Trump Jr. is even talking about they're turning us into a banana republic. They're going after political rivals. And they have the nerve, the audacity, the gall to try to say that President Trump was a dictator. And I'm like, well, if President Trump was a dictator, why didn't he put Hillary Clinton in jail if he was a dictator? Why didn't he put Obama in jail if he was a dictator? Why didn't he put the Bushes, right? And even the Bidens. Why didn't he put all of these corrupt politicians, or just any politician, in jail if he was a dictator? I'm kind of wishing he had. And see, that's why they fear him so much right now, because once he comes back into the White House in 2024, he's going to go full on, and they're going to call him a dictator because he's actually going to put his foot down, and these people regret, they're going to regret it. James Comey, just the other day, last week, the week before last, he said, if we don't get Trump now, he's going to get us. He literally said that. If we don't get him now, he's going to return and he's going to get us. So this is the reason why they're doing it. They're all terrified. They're all terrified.
Trump Jr. Blasting this decision and this deal that has been reached for President Biden's son. And it's just a foreshadowing, quite frankly, of what Republicans are going to be saying as this reaction now starts to trickle in. I'll bring it to
you. Know what? The interesting thing is that all this is a distraction. You know, with the Hunter Biden, did y'all know that? It's all a distraction. Because who's supposed to talk to Congress tomorrow? Who's supposed to talk to Congress tomorrow? Do y'all know? Have y'all heard? Durham. He's supposed to go to Congress and talk to them tomorrow about the Durham report. So, of course, we got to put out a distraction. We got to get everybody looking at something else. Like, oh my goodness, look at this, look at this, look at this, Trump. Right? All right, look at this, look at this squirrel. Look at that squirrel. They do it all the time. It's a distraction because Durham, they're getting ready to do it on Capitol Hill. He's getting ready to take on questions about all the corruption that he found. Obama, Clinton's, James Comey, Page, all of them. All of these corrupt people, the DOJ, the FBI, he exposes all of them. But you know what? The left, they hate this country so much, they don't care that the corruption took place. They really don't, because they're all involved or they're complicit to it. And they kind of like it. They're like, well, you know, we'll do whatever we need to do to make sure that Trump doesn't return. Whatever it takes, nothing is off the table. But it's all a deflection. It's all a distraction to get everyone not to pay attention to all of the corruption that's been taking place. Listen to this. This is what it's all about right here. And they don't want people to know.
Is this coincidental? What's your feeling?
Well, I think this is all deflection. I mean, the what we've seen from the left, they're great and experts at deflection. So I think this deflects. This is going to take over the story of Mr. Durham coming in testifying this afternoon before into House Intelligence, and then before us tomorrow, where he's going to come and say that there was no predicate whatsoever. There was nothing there. The Hillary Clinton campaign was involved in setting up the Steele dossier. that the FBI didn't even interview people like Dolan, who was a big Democrat donor who provided some of the false information, fabricated information into the Steele dossier.
I mean, listen to this. They have all of this information on all of this corruption. And of course, the left, they just ignore it, which is maddening because they're supposed to be Americans. They are not Americans. They are not. They're anti-American. The left, they're anti-American. This is still the Civil War. So when the first Civil War took place, it was, you know how they say it was the North versus the South. In actuality, it was the Republicans versus the Democrats. It was, because who won the war? The Republicans. Do you hear what I'm telling you? I remember growing up in school, they constantly said, the North versus the South.
And that has basically ripped apart the country for 7 years. I think it's kind of deflection. I think the timing indicates that the Hunter Biden plea deal is deflection.
Exactly. And like I was saying, you had the North fighting the South. They always said that the North fighting the South, the North and South, the North and South. They never say Republicans versus Democrats. They never said that. And I didn't realize it. That's what it actually was until I got older, because it was the Democrats that wanted slavery, wanted black people to be slaves. They still do it today. They just figure out a different way to do it, you know, to get people to embrace it. And it's really bizarre. And it's very good. I mean, it's very good. That Satan and his demonic demons, he has been able to convince people to give up so much freedoms and to engage in his demonic stuff. And they're doing it every day. We see it happening. But it's Republicans. So that Civil War is still continuing on today. The Republicans, again, after Lincoln won the war, he should have made sure that the Democrat Party could no longer exist. Only problem is they probably try to bring in communism at that point. Right. But it should not exist at all. It should have been abolished. But anyways, let me share this one with you, because McCarthy, of course, he comes out and he has to put his two cents on this. And I'm not happy with McCarthy at all right now. I'm not happy with him because he should have already brought up articles of impeachment. There's enough evidence there. They impeached President Trump over hearsay, fraudulent information twice in the House. You understand what I'm telling you? They impeached President Trump twice in the House over hearsay. But here comes McCarthy, still not doing articles of impeachment, and they actually have tangible evidence. The big guy took bribes from foreign countries. He took bribes. What else do you need? I mean, again, please, the Constitution.
Thing on Capitol Hill a short time ago. Let's listen.
And your reaction.
My first reaction is it continues to show the two-tier system in America. If you are the president's leading political opponent, the DOJ tries to literally put you in jail and give you prison time. If you are the president's son, you get a sweetheart deal. Now, this does nothing to our investigation. It actually should enhance our investigation, because the DOJ should not be able to withhold any information now, saying that because of pending investigation, they should be able to provide Chairman Comer with any information that he requires.
You know, so they should have been giving Comer every bit of information he was requesting before now. It shouldn't have to get to this point before they can say, okay, now you don't have no excuse. They didn't have an excuse before. McCarthy and the Republicans in the House, they have the power of the purse. Cut off their daggum allowance. Cut it off. You cut off the funding to the FBI, the DOJ, the DOD, they'll start acting straight, because they want money. It's all about money. They're not there because they want to defend and protect the country and American people. They're not. Prove me wrong. I'm going to say that again. The DOJ, the FBI, the CIA, the DOD, they are not there to protect the sovereignty of the United States of America. Prove me wrong. Because if they were, this corruption that we were seeing, they would have put it to an end a long time ago. They would have gave up the docs when Congress requested them the first time in the House. And then they're even doing the same thing in Congress when it comes to the Senate. rejecting giving him documents. So you have both the House and the Senate Republicans requesting documents from the FBI and the DOJ, and they're saying no. They're saying no. So you can't tell me that these organizations are defending the American people and our sovereignty, because they're not. They're only protecting the Biden crime family. They've been protecting the Clintons, protecting the Obamas. Anyone who is a demonic leftist, that's who they're protecting. It's like I've always said, demons will protect demons.
But Mr. Speaker, this is a Trump-appointed U.S. attorney that's held over into this administration. Why would you accept it?
It's
a thorough investigation, and to just accept it on its merits, given the person who investigated.
It was a thorough investigation.
So, I'm asking you.
But I'm asking you. So you believe it's a thorough investigation?
I'm asking you.
Do you think it's equal and fair that a political opponent is going to be given jail time?
That's what you call a banana republic, FYI. Political opponent, they're trying to give a political opponent jail because they see the political opponent coming and rising, because American people want Trump to come back and fix it and finish what he was doing.
Presidential son, and if you compare this to other individuals in America that have these same accusations against them, same crimes that they had been guilty of, that they were proposed to have 10 years and other time period, I think that's a difference in justice.
And you know what? They don't care. They don't care. They don't. All they want to do is whatever they can do to get President Trump, right? That's all that they care about. They don't care about anything else. And you even have Hunter Biden that was connected with a bank. This was a bank in Ukraine, Shannon. This was a bank in Ukraine, right?
I think right.
There's a bank in Ukraine that Hunter Biden was connected with.
The Burisma bank, opened up an account.
Burisma Oil opened
Hunter's
up an account.
Name.
In his name.
Right. And they shut it down. The bank shut it down because it recognized that there was
money laundering
happening.
So the money
this
laundering
is in the
going
news
on.
Today, actually.
Yeah, money laundering going on. They shut down the bank. Let me ask a question. Can we put the comments on the screen? Can we put all three of them on the screen here? I want to ask a question. Let's just say, for grins here, we're going to role play here. Right. Let's just say everybody that's watching right now, let's just say that you got caught doing money laundering in 2016. OK, let's just say it was in 2016. It's 2023 now. You got caught doing money laundering in 2016. Do you think that you would get it at your door? You think you would get a knock at your door? So-and-so, this is so-and-so police. I mean, do you think you would? At least I think that it would happen if I was doing money laundering. And the bank shut down my account because of the money laundering. Do you think that some law enforcement would show up at my door? Well, maybe they did show up at Hunter's door. Maybe they didn't. Either way, if they did, they'd have said, okay, just don't do it anymore. Or we'll see what we can do to hide it. Or they knew it took place in 2016 and they just looked the other way and act like it never happened. What do you think? Do you think that you would be in jail? You think you'd be walking free? Do you think you would get someone knocking at your door? Yes or no? Of course we would, right? They would be at our door right now. Excuse me. We got some illegal activity going on. There was a bank account with several million dollars going through, and it was money laundering that was taking place. Money laundering, people, not just a calculation, a miscalculation of like, you know, $6.2 billion going to Ukraine. Nothing like that. Nothing like that. Just, you know, a couple $7 million, $8 million, maybe $20 million here, and we have to shut it down. But don't worry about it. We'd be in jail so quick, our heads would still be spinning from 2016. Well, listen to this one. This is Hunter Biden. He did that very thing.
So this plea deal does have all the makings of an avoidance of any jail time. But more importantly, it was an evasion of the more serious allegations facing Hunter Biden and the Biden family. So it is historic in the sense that the president's son is going to plead guilty to criminal acts. It is going to be very controversial for critics. I think for many, this is going to look like you ticketed the getaway driver after a bank robbery. You know, many people view the influence peddling allegations as being a very serious form of corruption with potential crime. and he's going to plead guilty to relatively minor tax and gun charges.
I mean, really? And he's not going to serve any jail time, right? They're doing this all so he can, so they can, like, look, we're being fair and balanced. We're actually going after Hunter Biden here, too. The timing of all of this is impeccable. I mean, the timing of all of this is like reasoning for, you know, distraction, not pay attention to what we're doing here. Right. So do we have the article on it, Shannon? Do we have the article? Can we put the article up on the screen?
Yes. Hold on.
You got it? Yep. Okay. Let's put this up on the screen. This it here?
This is it.
Okay.
Yep. It says Burisma opened up account for Hunter Biden at a bank and it was shut down due to money laundering. Says Hunter Biden and Ukrainian gas giant Burisma were involved in setting up an account with a foreign bank that was later closed down due to money laundering investigations, according to a report from the New York Post. While his father was serving as vice president, Hunter Biden was granted a seat at Burisma's board despite a lack of qualifications. Burisma allegedly set up with a bank account in the Malta with a bank that later closed following financial crimes probe emails show. So it's just another link in the web of the Biden Burisma money laundering, selling of political.
Yeah. I mean,
it's
blatant corruption. I mean,
it, more and more is coming out and they keep ignoring it. And I think the fact that he got charged to, you know, or pled guilty is because they're like, listen, we need you to plead guilty on something because there's so much, right? So they pick this, which is something they're not even giving him jail time, like you said. I mean, it's so ridiculous. And the other charge, you know, for the, can we say the one? One of the charges, as long as he follows certain guidelines, he won't even be, it will be expunged from his record.
I think it's safe to say gun.
Gun charge.
Yeah.
Gun charge is going to go away. I mean, it's there now.
So I think he pled guilty because for the other ones. So since he did it for the other ones, we'll make this one go away. You know how they make the deal. Look, just plead guilty for these and we'll make that one go away.
Well, as long as the charges is that he was on drugs and he wasn't supposed to have the firearm while he was a drug addict.
But again, if you
follows not being a drug addict.
No, long as you have the last name Biden.
I mean, that's essentially.
That's what it comes down to. As long as you have the last name Biden, Clinton, Obama, Bush, you're okay. You're okay. You can do whatever criminal activities you want to do. And it's okay. Be a criminal. The DOJ, the FBI, they'll protect you long as you're a Democrat. And I used to say that years and years ago when I really started recognizing, like, Democrats, they could commit all these crimes and nothing happens to them. Nothing. You can't tell me this. And they're coming after President Trump. Tell me what, President Trump, you were subpoenaed for these records. These records, you were subpoenaed for these and you did not give it to him. Did he destroy them? He was executive branch. When he took these documents, the executive branch, Hillary Rodham Clinton was not the executive branch. Not only did she have documents that she shouldn't have had, she destroyed them. She destroyed evidence after it was subpoenaed. But there's no wrongdoing there because she's a freaking Democrat. Listen to President Trump as he goes onto the liberal network, Fox News, that has still a couple conservatives on there. But the liberal network, Fox News, with Bret Baier, is trying to drill down against President Trump, trying to get President Trump in the gotcha game. Fox News is on here defending the Biden crime family. You can't make it up.
Remember this. We took out ISIS. We developed Space Force. I rebuilt the military. I got the largest tax cuts in history. I got the largest regulation cuts in history. I did right to try so that people don't have to die without a chance. We could use space age medical knowledge and we have the greatest lab.
And let me stop it there real quick because he said something about the space age technology. I went to, there's this museum here in Texas. And the museum is called the what is it called? The space station, the space, space museum.
Yeah. The space center.
Is it the space center? Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Houston Space Center.
I went to the Houston Space Center and I listened to this lady talking about how the scientists are testing different things in space, and come to find out. And I didn't know, I mean, cause I didn't know, I'm not a scientist or, you know, doctor or anything, but I didn't know. So she was saying that they actually are able to do certain tests on in certain biological substance in space and retain that information than they can here on Earth, because, you know, there's gravity involved and there's other, you know, elements, air, et cetera, et cetera. But there they can do all these tests. That's what President Trump is referring to. And when I heard him say that, I said, you know, that's what that lady was talking about. You know, she's like on the microphone, the speakers, and you know, just doing like a little presentation and talking to people about what scientists do on the space station. I found it very fascinating. But that's what he's talking to. I just had to come in and tell you that.
In the world, I did all of these things and much, much more. Nobody's ever seen it like that. One other thing, Russia would have never invaded Ukraine.
Russia
would never be talking about even the concept of going into Taiwan. Would have never happened. I was getting out of Afghanistan. We would have gotten out through dignity and strength. Instead, it was the most embarrassing moment in the history of our country. These are all great things, and people want them back.
You see that? They know that all of this insanity, all this craziness that Joe Biden and the Democrats have been putting us through would have not have happened had President Trump still been there. And they did all this by design. They did all this on purpose. They did it. They did it. Listen to this one. Now, this one really shows how Fox News has become completely liberal. And, you know, Bret Baier, he's a total rhino. He's a rat rhino against Trump. You know, make the connection. Or it could be rhino against truth, or just rat, meaning rat against truth. Right. Same thing. All of the above.
That legal battle aside, I just want to ask you a couple of specifics. Why did you have this very sensitive national security defense documents, like the war plans for a strike on Iran?
So like every other president, I take things out. And in my case, I took it out pretty much in a hurry, but people packed it up and we left. And I had clothing in there. I had all sorts of personal items in there, much, much stuff. And by the way, when Bill Barr, who's, you know, a coward, Bill Barr was a coward. Bill Barr didn't do what he was supposed to do. I fired him and he has great hatred. And that's OK, because some people do. And some people love me very much. He didn't resign. I asked him, give me a letter immediately.
You see that? Trying to jump in there. And, you know, he resigned. No. He resigned. He's in there defending him. How does he know? How does Bret Baier know? Was he there? They do this all the time. They want to push out. This is what happened. Like, I was there. And no, even though I wasn't there, I was there. I'm trying to tell everyone what happened.
He didn't have the courage to go after so many different things. And you and I have discussed it before. But he was a coward. And he obviously doesn't like me too much. And there are a lot of people that don't. And there are a lot of people that feel just the opposite.
But on the documents.
Let me just explain. Yeah. So I've had a lot of things in there. I will go through those boxes. I have to go through those boxes. I take out personal things. As far as the levels and all, everything was declassified because I had the right to declassify. You want to talk about a mess? Take a look at Biden, where he's got 1,850 boxes. He has boxes stored in Chinatown in D.C. He has boxes stored at Penn Center. And he has boxes under his Corvette and around his Corvette sitting in a garage for years where it was very seriously classified. I have every right to have those boxes. This is purely a Presidential Records Act. This is not a criminal thing. In fact, the New York Times of all had a story just the other day that the only way NARA could ever get this stuff, this back, would be please, 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 could we have it back?
And they
please.
Asked for that.
Because they have no, we
they
were
did
talking.
Ask for it.
No. And
they said, can you give
some,
the documents back?
And we were talking.
And then they said they went to DOJ to subpoena you to get them
which
back.
They've never done before.
Right. And but why not just hand them over then?
Because I had boxes. I want to go through the boxes and get all my personal things out. I don't want to hand that over to NARA yet. And I was very busy, as you've sort of seen.
Yeah. But according to the indictment, you then tell this aide.
I mean, think about this real quick. You know, have you ever moved someplace You ever move someplace, Shannon, and you have boxes, and sometimes you have boxes there 6 months, even a year later, yet just haven't gotten to it, especially if you've been busy, you know, unpacking. You ever been in that position?
I mean, yeah, right? And you know what?
And then let me just say this, too. And then on top of that, you have President Trump. He had a team of people moving all of this information for him.
Well, that's the problem with all these presidents when they exit. And that's what they all say. Even Biden, all of them say that other people are there helping them pack up. And it's always in a rush. I don't know. Understand. It's like as soon as someone else is elected, they know that the day's coming where they're going to have to vacate. But somehow they wait till last minute to pack it up and get out. But, you know, even the Secret Service, they weren't at the house just one time, right? They were there several times. Like you said, Will, they told him how to lock it up and he followed their directions. You know,
and that's and the part they keep leaving out.
In negotiations, yes. Which according to that act, they are supposed to be in negotiations. And just because Trump doesn't do it in their timeline, just like it took him 5 years to actually charge Hunter with anything.
Yeah, look at that timeline. Yeah, 5 years. Yeah, look at that timeline.
Everything's really rushed with you know, Republicans. But Democrats, I mean, how many years has it been for Biden? 50?
Yeah, right?
So, there were no hurry to get his documents.
No, not at all.
To move to other locations after telling your lawyers to say you'd fully complied with the subpoena when you hadn't.
But before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things. Golf shirts, clothing, pants, shoes. There were many things. I would say...
But you know what? Maybe that's what Joe Biden wanted. Maybe he wanted the underwear. I'm just saying.
Much more, not that I know of, but everything was declassified. And Biden didn't have the right to do that because he wasn't president. Nor did Mike Pence, by the way, have the right to do that because he wasn't president.
Right, I'm not going to belabor this.
Other specific presidents, when they leave, they take the papers. They have thousands and thousands. Obama had it. Nixon had it. Carter had it.
Their argument is that these are super sensensive national security documents.
Real super sensitive that Biden has because Biden has far more than anybody's ever kept.
Yeah, and he turned them over when asked.
No, he didn't. He still hasn't given the 1,850 boxes.
They keep ignoring the 1,850 boxes, right? They keep ignoring that. Like, that's not important. Who cares that he wasn't president? Who cares?
And he acts like
who cares?
Biden just turned them over. That is not correct, Will.
Yeah, exactly.
We
he didn't turn them over.
That his lawyers and stuff went through those boxes before they even let DOJ in.
Yep.
So he's had them all these years, right?
And there's still documents that they haven't released. There's still documents Joe Biden has that they haven't released.
And Trump said, give me the same courtesy. Let me and my lawyers go through the boxes, right? We just want the same equal treatment, but we know it's not going to happen.
Yeah, there's no equal treatment under the law when it comes to Republicans and Democrats. Only that,
but there's Biden not, had not. Aides moving his boxes around after they knew he had them.
Yeah.
Stored at the University of Delaware. In fact, they're fighting them in court, and they're fighting them.
And but he opened boxes, up for them to look at.
Excuse me. The boxes from Chinatown, he didn't turn them over. He sent them up to his lawyer in Boston to look at before they handed him over.
And there are special counsels looking at that, and we'll see what comes out of it. But I do want to just...
You can imagine.
Special counsel's looking at that, and we'll see what comes out of that, right? We know it was criminal activity. He should have never had him in the first place. What do you mean special counsel's looking at him? So are you suggesting that special counsel's going to look into it and say, well, was it okay for Joe Biden to have these docs? He wasn't president, but was it okay? Well, he's a Democrat. No reasonable prosecutor will look into Joe Biden's criminal activity. No reasonable prosecutor will look into Hillary Clinton's criminal activity. Why is that? What happens when you cross the Clintons? I'm just asking the question here. Right? That's all I'm doing is asking a question here. Okay, so again, and then, you know, of course, Mike Pence was caught with documents, but they've already exonerated him. They already said, you know, there's nothing wrong. No foul, no play here. Because he turned them over. So how long did he have these docs before he turned them over? He didn't turn them over the following week, the following month. It was in the two years later. And then he turns them over. Listen to this. President Trump drills him. And then, of course, it's on the liberal media, Fox News. Are y'all saying that with me? How many of y'all disagree with me? Is Fox News liberal or no? Yes or no?
Well, Lori said faux news.
Faux news?
You know, like faux fur.
Faux fur?
Like faux fur. You know, it's not real.
Oh, so faux fur. Faux okay. I'm not into that. I thought I was thinking about like tofu, because tofu is not real either. Right? I thought she was doing like faux food, you know? I mean, but yeah, I don't know. But so, yeah, they're totally liberal. Totally liberal. Liberal, 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 liberal. Liberal Fox News. Liberal Fox News.
Your Vice President Mike Pence says he's, quote, deeply troubled by what's in the indictment. And he says, quote, the indictment contains serious charges and I cannot defend what's alleged.
Mike Pence had documents that were classified.
And he turned them over.
No, he didn't turn them over. He got caught. His lawyers...
He didn't turn them over. He got caught. Right? He got caught. He didn't turn them over. He got caught.
Mike Pence had documents that were classified.
And he turned them over.
No, he didn't turn them over. He got caught. His lawyers found some documents.
I mean, let me stop it again. I'm sorry. Listen to him. And Brett Baer, come on in. He's defending. He's defending Mike Pence. He defend Joe Biden. He defend Hillary Clinton. Might as well. He's defending Obama. He defend everybody. Yes, and I'm on here defending President Trump because President Trump didn't do anything that they didn't do. So if you're gonna charge President Trump, you need to charge them first. If you're going to do, if it's now in the middle of the game, you're going to change the rules, then you need to fix it on them first. Then we can agree.
Serious charges, and I cannot defend what's alleged.
Mike Pence had documents that were classified.
And he turned them over.
No, he didn't turn them over. He got caught. His lawyers found some documents, and then he turned them over. Why did he have them? He shouldn't be saying that because he had classified documents. And immediately they said, oh, that's okay. And I suppose it's going to be okay with Biden, too, even though he has them in Chinatown, even though he has them in Delaware, and probably 100 times more than I have.
So you're not worried about this case?
Based on the law, zero.
You hear that? Based on the law, zero. And you know what? I didn't even know about this until here recently that Bill Clinton had these documents in his sock drawer. And they changed it during that time.
He had recordings leaders.
They changed it for Bill Clinton so he would not get in trouble. They changed it. The Republicans went along with it. The Democrats went along with it. They changed it. So now they're wanting to change it back before Bill Clinton. So again, based on the law, President Trump is innocent. Based on the law, but we're talking about a corrupt federal government. We're talking about a corrupt DOJ, a corrupt FBI. They don't care about the truth any longer, apparently.
Zero. Presidential Records Acts plus the Clinton case, which was won by Clinton as president because he took tapes of leaders in his socks. Zero.
Okay.
Zero. And every good lawyer has said it. And you've seen that. Every good lawyer has said that.
Obviously, there are others. You know what the pushback.
And then, this was a weaponization of politics. This was a weaponization of the White House. This was a horrible thing. A candidate that's leading. I'm leading Biden by a lot. They go out and they weaponize. This is a horrible thing that was done.
Well, let's talk about the politics.
It's never been done.
Let's talk about the politics.
Let's talk about the politics. Really, let's talk about the politics. And then there's another clip that I can't play because of some of the stuff that they're saying in it. But see, Fox News. See, I almost said CNN. Fox News totally sound like CNN. I mean, I couldn't, like, if you just close your eyes and listen to them, you swear you're listening to MSDNC or the Communist News Network CNN or the Clinton News Network CNN. Right. You can't tell the difference with Fox News now, except for a few people on there. You have Judge Jeanine. I like Judge Jeanine. I'm just telling y'all right now. And I do like Jesse Waters. I do. And there's a few other ones on there that I do like. But I mean, my goodness, there's so many of them that sound just like CNN. There's no difference in them any longer. And that's why their ratings are going down. And President Trump even called them out. And, you know, part of the reason why they're doing all of this to President Trump and all of this to the United States of America, the stupidity is just growing. Did you know, Shannon, the year 2023, do you know what you would be considered if you decide to celebrate the 4th of July?
Huh? A great American?
Oh, yeah. That's what
I would say.
Yeah, right? That's what you would think, right? That's what I would think. You're patriotic. You love your country. You're a nationalist, which is nothing wrong. If you look up at the dictionary what a nationalist is, it means you put your country first. Nothing wrong with that. I encourage everyone to do it. Liberals, they put their demonic sanity first, right? They put that first. They're nationalists. That's what they are. They probably, oh my goodness, he said the nationalist word. Oh my goodness, don't say that. Ah, really? Look it up. It's in the dictionary. Unless, of course, they change the dictionary on Google or WikiLeaks. But if you have a hard copy, I encourage you to go look up nationalism. Well, Shannon, let me show you what they're saying. You are, if you decide to celebrate the 4th of July.
For the first time in our lives, if you choose to celebrate the 4th of July in 2023, you will not be seen as a patriot, as someone who is thankful for living in the United States of America. You will be seen as a potential domestic terrorist. Wow.
Wow. I say that all the time, don't I?
You do.
Wow.
We'll be looking at videos and he'll be like,
wow. I'm like, wow. And I'm just like that right there. Wow. And it's really not surprising, because when it comes to the left and all of the demonic stuff that they're doing, it's not surprising. First, I mean, because it's like one of the soft targets, right? Oh, don't celebrate the United States of America. Don't celebrate the independence of America. Don't celebrate 4th of July. Last year, they were saying it was racist to do it. Now they're trying to label you as a domestic terrorist because you put up the American flag and little American flags in your yard. See, what I like to do is I like to take the little small flags. Actually, my producer, she'll take the small flags and she'll put them out there. Right. And I like it. I dig it. I like it. And, you know, sometimes the wind, because they're little tiny ones and they'll blow over and I go and I'll probably pick them back up and stick them up and have them just sitting there waving. Whole bunch of them. 4th of July. And it's really interesting is that I have some neighbors for the whole month of this month. They've been putting the sodomite colors up there on their home all month long. Every night, sodomite colors. But when 4th of July come, dark. Make it make sense. These people don't have any sense. Okay. Let me show you this one real quick, because this one is with Mike Pence. I don't consider Mike Pence to be a Christian. He's a part-time Christian, I guess you could say, you know, but he's not a Christian. A true Christian won't support any part of some child or anybody cutting off their genitals. Women cutting off their breasts. What Christian would do it? And I don't care the age. Now, I've said this multiple times. If you're a grown man and you want to put lipstick in a tutu, you want to go dance around, whatever, you want to play pretend, whatever, do your thing. But you encouraging women to cut off their breasts and men to cut off their junk? No. No. That's like taking the perversion to the next level. And even a libertarian, I don't care. Listen, he's more of a libertarian than he's a Christian.
To prohibit gender transition, chemical or surgical treatment for children under the age of 18. I'm libertarian enough to say if you're an adult, live while you live. I may not agree with decisions you make, but we'll love you and love our neighbor as ourselves, and my faith requires, right? But
I mean, he can't prohibit. He's sitting there squirming in his chair. Like, how do I say this? Won't you just say it like I said? No, you should not be castrating anybody unless they're perverts. But you shouldn't be trying to encourage women of any age to cut off their breasts unless they have medical issues, actual medical issues, not mental ones, with a demonic spirit in their mind trying to convince them to cut off the stuff. That's the only, but a Christian shouldn't be doing that. Why is Mike Pence doing that? Let me show you what white people do on Juneteenth. Because, you know, Juneteenth is supposed to be like represent for black people, right? Y'all know what I'm talking about? Black people, Juneteenth. They'll be like, okay, this represents for black people. Juneteenth. right? Because you know the whole thing with Juneteenth, right? You know the story with Juneteenth, Sharon? You know, it's like after slavery and all of that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's to celebrate the end of slavery.
End of slavery. And, you know, black people got their freedom and stuff like that. Well, you know, black people are like, yes. You're like, Will Johnson's here, able to talk to everyone because Will Johnson is a free black man in America. Not that McCullough means anything, but that's just the way it is. That's just the reality of it all. But let me show you how white people react during Juneteenth. Oh, wait a minute. These aren't white people. These are black people. I do apologize for the language. But I just want y'all to see how black people act on Juneteenth. This is what freedom looks like to black people, I guess.
Yeah, because there's many videos of this.
There's multiple different videos of different places of black people showing their freedom.
They're not even see. Oh, they take it.
That's what you call working on reparations. That's what you call reparations. Well, since you're not going to give it to us, but it's going to take the reparations. I mean, really? This is how they want to acknowledge Juneteenth. It's almost like Christmas for these thugs. Oh, calling them thugs is now calling them the N-word. Did y'all know that? Did y'all know that? I played it last week. This is ridiculous. It really is. It's like beyond ridiculous. It's like the dumbest thing ever. These people don't have any sense, a lick of sense at all. It's not, it was one place looked like they were in a stadium and they're throwing chairs at each other and they out there fighting. Here they were looting the McDonald's. And, you know, I guess McDonald's just next week. I'm just like, Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter.
I mean, there's one place like 21 people shot in Juneteenth celebration.
Hey, we want to show you our appreciation of our freedom, you know, because, you know, the white Democrat is, you know, convinced us to kill each other. So that's what we need to do. And why do we need white supremacists, Shannon? Remind me of that again. I'm really confusing them because they keep saying white. There's a rise on white supremacy, but I'm not sure where they come into play here. Why do we need them? Do we need them? We don't necessarily need them, but
I know I'm confused. I mean, what do you mean need them?
We don't need them. But
well, they need them in order for them to be victims. So I
still haven't found the white supremacists, but I see these black supremacists.
I see Biden every day.
Oh, yeah, there is Biden. You do have a point there. Right, yeah.
I see Hakeem Jeffries.
Yeah, you do have a point there.
I see Schumer. I see McConnell.
Exactly. But, you know, the whole thing is like that happened in McDonald's. And then guess what's going to happen? McDonald's say, oh, Black Lives Matter. We'll give you money. Just don't loot us again. And then turn around and loot them again. That's the way it is. Let me share this one with you. You know what happens when you have a biological male competing against a biological female? What do you think happens? Who do you think wins in that match if they're like physically at each other? Who do you think is going to win? Let me show you this from our currently woke military that rejected President Trump because of the woke generals. Look what's happening here. You have a biological Marine and a biological female Marine, and they go at it. Now, the question is the reaction of the biological other males that happen that reacts after this takes place.
Once again, to prove that there is no difference between biological females and biological males, we see this female Marine against this male Marine. And watch how it is a completely fair and equal battle. Do you see? See?
Exactly. And look at that. Look at that. So he goes over and clobbers her. And then all of a sudden, you have these other Marines jump in like they're defending her. Bunch of idiots. What were they thinking in the first place? Were they thinking that he should go easy on her? Go soft on her? Is she one of these butchy females in the military? Talking about, I'm a man. And then she just got handed a new one by a man. This is a problem. Should have never been in that position in the first place. They should know better. They should know better. And for all I know, that the man could be like, well, I'm a female. It's ma'am. It's ma'am. Y'all seen that video? Don't call me, sir. It's ma'am. Right? How do I know? How do we know? Well, you know one thing, since we're here on Rumble, I'm going to bring this up too. You remember?
Kung flu.
You remember that?
Kung flu.
The COVID virus. Well, after it was, you know, dying down and people weren't buying it any longer, you know, people like, I'm not really buying. I'm not going along with it any longer. I'm not wearing a mask. You know, just no, it's not working. You're not tricking us any longer. You've already convinced enough stupid people to get the vaccine. Right. You already convinced enough people to get the vaccine. Not all of them were stupid. Someone were just tricked and someone were coerced and some were forced. Not all of them were stupid. OK, just to be clear. But then they came out with the whole monkeypox. And the monkeypox came up because it was like, oh, no, there's a new strand out there. Right. They're trying to bring up new strands to get people to still be comply with it and get the vaccine, get vaccinated. Right. And then they came out with the monkeypox and. Soon as the stories about the monkeypox started coming out and running rampant, people were like, yeah, no, we're not buying that one because monkeypox was only being spread between two males. Two males. And there was a story overseas where two young boys end up with monkeypox and they were connected to the homosexual male community, which the liberal media kind of like, okay, well, no, let's not talk about the story. And it even went so far as they said a dog. And I think this was in the UK, if I'm not mistaken. A dog ended up going to the vet. They took the dog to the vet and they to figure out what was wrong with the dog. And the dog had monkeypox. And after the dog ended up with monkeypox, they all dropped the story. Well, listen to this one, because this is here recently on MSSTD, of all places, talking about monkeypox.
I work in HIV normally, and I'll tell you that, you know, I always say that I've never made an HIV diagnosis in someone that hasn't somehow related to stigma. I think Mpox is the same. So really, stigma tends to be a barrier to testing, a barrier to vaccination. And so, you know, really addressing stigma intentionally and making sure that we get the word out in a way that supports people's joy as opposed to, you know, calling them risky.
Listen to this. Like, don't call it risky. We want them to have joy in their perversion. Listen to this. Listen carefully. And we're talking about, and they call it Mpox instead of this monkey box. I guess they didn't want, you know, because I think one point when they were talking about monkeys, that, you know, the left, they always associate monkeys with black people. They do it all the time.
So I think, you know, one of the things to think about is that, you know, one person's idea of risk is another person's idea of a great festival or Friday night, for that matter. So we have to sort of embrace that with joy and make sure that folks know how to keep themselves safe.
Do you hear that? You hear that? One person's risk is another person's joy. So you need to be careful and be safe because of the monkey pox. My God, people, this world that we live on is becoming insane in the membrane more and more every day. Instead of encouraging these people to have a perverted lifestyle, living in their perversion, why don't you try to encourage them to stop with the perversion so we can stop the spread of the monkeypox between two males that's calling it nothing but love? How about we do that? They can't do that because they've been given over to a reprobate mind. They love their own flesh, their lust for one another. It's 100% demonic. What did you think Sodom and Gomorrah would look like? What did you think? Let me tell you about Mammoth Nation. And I saved this to the end. Let me tell you about Mammoth Nation. Okay, look, y'all need to help me out. Check this out. Mammoth Nation is a fast-growing conservative marketplace. What better way to stop supporting woke companies than to support businesses that support America and its people, right? Think about it. Mammoth Nation is a membership-based online shopping platform that features American-owned, operated businesses while openly supporting America First candidates. which I like, and causes. Just to name a few items that you can take advantage of. Hotels, training gear, beef, wine, women's fashion, men's apparel, dog treats, and gun accessories. We need some gun accessories right now for what's to come. And so much more. Visit MammothNation.com and use promo code WILL to get 30% discount on your membership today. It's a membership base. Or click the link in the description below. It's right there below. It's right there below. Here, right here on Rumble. Oh, I like that. All right, do it for me. Do it for me. You'll like it. You'll like it. Trust me, you'll like it. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
When our leaders start telling us that there's going to be a global food crisis, even here in the U.S., now it's time to act. My Patriot Supply is by far one of the best preparedness companies that you can use and rely on. Act now while supplies last, because you don't know when the shelves are going to be empty. This kit provides breakfast, lunch, dinner, drinks, and snacks, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Go to preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Let me emphasize on that. Preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Do it today.